This is Peter Francis, President of Clinical Laboratory Sales Training, and this article is entitled The Decision-Making Process of Choosing a Laboratory, What Your Sales Rep Should Know. This was published on the Washington G2 website in May of 2008. For hospital outreach programs and commercial laboratories, having field representation is essential for maintaining business and organically growing it. If there is no one to cultivate relationships, the customer may easily find someone who appreciates its business, responds quickly to lab-related problems, possesses industry knowledge, and helps in the overall equation of joint venture and win-win. It's interesting to look at how decision-making process for selecting a lab typically works. There are two aspects of this. One is the interrelated thinking process a client goes through when making a change, and secondly, what a prospect considers when selecting a lab. In the case of the latter, for a physician office setting, much of it depends upon the accepted insurances, the location of the nearest patient service center, assuming it's a no-draw environment, and connectivity. Continuing on the list are items such as the lab's location, its reputation, client services, accessibility, and expertise, the effectiveness and overall knowledge of the marketing person, which includes industry intelligence and responsiveness, etc., and depending on the state's mandate or office philosophy, the pricing. It's a given that clients assume and expect accurate results in today's environment. This article will concentrate on two components. One is the predictable pattern that buyers progress through, and secondly, how the salesperson can play a significant role during that process. Implementation stage. A field rep plays an important function in this phase, and with all due respect, he or she must be extremely thorough when setting up a client to avoid frustrating and embarrassing problems. The phrase, "the devil is in the details," accurately applies. Once there is education on things such as test ordering, supplies, pickup, resulting, etc., the customer and the laboratory subsequently settle in together in a business relationship with the intention of a win-win outcome. Next is the recognition of needs stage. Over time, however, come changes to the situation. It could be within a few months or even years. The point is, there is customer recognition of issues with its primary lab. What was once condoned or regarded as a little annoying now becomes sufficiently acute. It's happening with more regularity or impacting patient care, the office reputation, the office productivity, etc. Sometimes upfront promises may not have been kept or have taken too long to implement. The field rep scrambles to rectify the situation, but the bruise has begun its inexorable crawl into the mind of the client. Anything that goes awry, from the simple to the significant, may compound the situation. On the other side of the coin, a sharp competitive salesperson can possibly outsell the current lab vendor by maintaining high visibility to gain a better understanding of the operation, probing to uncover the client's likes and dislikes, discovering who the influential people are, and who the ultimate decision maker is. During this time, he or she is building a strong rapport with key individuals and explaining how his lab or her lab does things differently that is significant to the individual and or the practice. Thus, the recognition of needs stage can have two forces that act independently or in tandem: annoying problems that mushroom out of control, and a diligent and persuasive sales rep creating a better mousetrap story. Evaluation of options stage. Depending on many factors, the buyer may eventually decide to take action and look for alternatives. It could be about 2 or 3% of potential buyers at any given time. It wants a lab to not only fix its problems, but also offer something more from the buying experience than participating in a reverse auction where you have several lab sellers and only one buyer. Enter the masterclass 21st century sales rep. He or she probes to uncover the past issues and explains how his or her lab can solve the client's problems. In addition, and most important, the marketing person probes to find other unrecognized problems and provides unanticipated solutions by linking features and benefits, ultimately creating value that is unique from the competition or the customer didn't know was available through its current lab. In essence, the lab representative brings industry knowledge, competitive intelligence, and insightful business acumen to the client's buying experience. He or she employs questioning skills that allow the buyer to draw its own positive conclusions, a critical factor in sales. Behavioral psychology research has shown that people value what they say and value their own conclusions more than they value what they are told. You can't have a representative tell someone what it needs and then proclaim that the rep can help him or her get there. The sales rep will undoubtedly fail and lose respectability. The customer would rather think through what it needs, but have a gentle and humble assistance of a salesperson who asks the right questions to aid it in seeing clearly for itself. It's analogous to a tapestry. The back of it is vague and full of knots and perplexing, but if it is turned around, it transforms into a beautiful scene. So goes the situation with customers who may not perceptibly understand certain issues they were enduring with the current lab vendor. It takes a skilled representative to reverse the tapestry and create the aha moment for the client. Resolution of concerns and convergent phase. This is where the prospect moves into a period of subtle anxiety stemming from a fear of the consequences of making the wrong decision. If these fears are satisfactorily mollified and suppressed, its thinking converges to select a new vendor or expand a current relationship with a secondary lab. The process then circles back to the implementation stage. Accruing the benefits. It's important for the salesperson to understand this broad description of the buyer's cycle because it can impact on how he or she formulates his or her strategy to close new business. All too often, the benefits the customer realizes accrue after it has started using a lab. It gets its pickup, receives results in a timely manner, sees its rep occasionally, obtains updates, and overall feels satisfied it made the right choice. But the masterclass representative creates value prior to the selection and implementation stage. He or she attempts to build an atmosphere of mutual benefit in exchange of time before he or she tries to sell anything to the prospect. Since lab services are typically viewed as a commodity, one of the best ways to differentiate your service is to accrue benefits along the way. Consequently, the lab rep must be knowledgeable in many areas, especially in competitive intelligence and the basic differences his or her lab offers. It may seem obvious, but sales reps need to be forever mindful that the client controls the relationship, and the client must be well served first. Activities include explaining the clinical significance of new tests or methodologies, the benefits or improvement of a new transport device, different connectivity options, the patient service center openings, modifications to the diagnostic coding, updated insurance roster, reference range shifts, the hiring of a new medical or lab director, doctors opening a new practice in town, offices adding providers, and so forth. Of specific importance is anything that will aid the prospect in helping their patients, such as test education pamphlets, a new patient center location, and revised billing procedures, and improve a deeper understanding of its competition. These types of conversations that keep the prospect informed and assist it to better serve their patients and/or demonstrate important benefits to its practice are highly regarded as opposed to someone who just simply checks in or says he or she will offer the lowest price. This is relationship building at its finest. By demonstrating customer interest and establishing solid rapport, it leads the way to inviting the client to want to do business with a representative. Meaningful dialogue needs to occur typically with several individuals, especially the decision maker, before offering a proposal or asking for the business. It all translates into being customer focused. It's making evident that the sales rep has a desire to establish a mutually beneficial exchange and that he or she is willing to invest the time, the energy, and knowledge before the sale to make that happen. Summary. Understanding the decision-making cycle and that benefits need to be accrued throughout this predictable process is central to selling any laboratory's service. A salesperson can't expect a prospect to make a primary lab selection until the buyer has proceeded through the above stages. The marketing person needs to keep in mind several things about his or her job. One is, he or she needs a set of skills that will help him or her bring extraordinary value into the selling arena. He or she needs to create value by providing insight, for example, offering solutions to current exposed problems and even uncovering unrecognized problems and generating unanticipated solutions. Third, he needs to continually expand his expertise and better understand his competition. Fourth, he or she needs to develop questioning skills such that he definitely allows the customer to draw its own conclusions. And fifth, he or she must sell benefits throughout the decision-making process. In other words, not expect to win a proposal only when their client decides to make a change in laboratories. The business of selling your lab service means that the prospect and the sales rep make a trade for mutual benefit. The master class representative initiates and facilitates this free will exchange. This is Peter Francis, President of Clinical Laboratory Sales Training, and I hope you have gleaned some helpful information from this article on decision-making process of choosing a laboratory. You can get more information about my training services at www.clinlabsales.com.